Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to third. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive towards the mound. Bagby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Denning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Mack scores. Denning moves to third. Bagby moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Swift to Davis and they have Boudreaux trapped. The throw over to Siebert, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miles scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive towards first. Fleming catches it and steps on first to double up Siebert. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-0 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Swift and he is out, Davis applying the tag. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-2 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Swift reaches second base with a double. Bruce Konopka pinch hits for Bob Harris. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swift moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. Konopka moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Denning and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Knickerbocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher juggles the ball. That's an error on Christopher. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Mills moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher has Mills trapped. There's the throw to Blair and over to Swift, who tags Mills for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Denning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Crash Davis. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Eschen now playing shortstop. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett strikes out. There goes Weatherly. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming is walked intentionally. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Swift hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.